Welcome back, everybody. Frank Vespi here on our Derby Bill podcast. It's Monday, the 20th of November, live racing at Laurel Park this afternoon. And we've got Derby Bill Watson in the house, our kind of new feature here on the racingbiz.com, to talk with us about the Monday card at Laurel. Derby Bill, of course, was the on-air handicapper and analyst for Colonial Downs for many years, man about town, Richmond area legend. Derby Bill, welcome.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving week. No better way than start it at Laurel Park.
That's it. We're going to start it here on Monday. And, of course, back at Laurel, I don't know if we'll be talking to you in the meantime, but I personally will be at Laurel on Thanksgiving morning, 11 o'clock post time. I think it's 11 o'clock post time for racing, live racing at Laurel Park. Get a few races in, come home, eat turkey. Can't have a better day than that.
Yes, they banned me because I actually took extra pies last time I was there.
You're the guy.
Hey. I'm
wondering where my pie went.
I didn't want any of them to go to waste.
You're a real humanitarian that way.
Thank
Which
you.
One's your favorite, Bill? Is it apple, pumpkin? Which way do you lean on pies?
All button. Hit the all button.
Hit the all button? What about mincemeat?
All with all, baby.
All with all. All right. I love it. I love the all button when it comes to pies. You know, a few years ago, they didn't give out the pies one year, and people were very upset.
Yeah, I heard
upset
there was a riot.
So
I heard
the
pies there was almost
back.
A riot. I heard there was fights amongst the crowd.
That's it. But now we got pies. They've been plugging the pies the last few days. So looking forward to pies. And Derby Bill hitting the all button on pies. Let's see if we could do something other than hitting the all button on today's Monday card at Laurel Park. You want to talk races 1, 3, 5, 7, four turf races there. And then we're going to give out the late double at the end. So you're going to want to stick around and hear what Derby Bill's late double is a little bit later here. But Derby Bill, let's start with the first race, a 5.5 furlong turf sprint, 16,000 never won two claimers. And we've been kind of on and off the turf. We're off the turf for Sunday's card at Laurel. We're hoping that this afternoon we're going to be on it on the Monday card. But let's assume that we're on the turf and look at this race. And you went with 7-2-9-10 in here, but let me not spoil the surprise. Why don't you talk about this race a little bit?
Oh, obviously, Mother Nature will cooperate today because I need some. I have two phone numbers, Mother Nature and Butterball, this week.
So you've already
race
talked
one,
about
obviously. These sprint races on the turf are great. The 1, 3, and 5 today are 5.5 furlongs on the turf, which huge fields carded. If the weather cooperates, should have 12 or more in each field. Foreman, the foreman here, if you're a boxing legend favorite, has trainer Phil Schoenfeld taking over the reins here. And Phil, everybody knows from Colonial days too. He runs limited, but he runs well. He hits about 20% down here, and then he hits at 20% at Laurel. My foreman's a speedster, and he's back to 5.5, perfect distance for this one after a miserably tired try at a 1.70 route down in Gulfstream and just wilted in the heat. So class and speed, I think he could take it well to the Laurel dirt instead of South Florida this time of year. Number two, Total the Bends, probably Frank Vespi's favorite, being as you drive a Benz every day to Laurel. That's what I hear.
My Benz is a Hyundai, but okay.
Maybe it was a rental.
Maybe it was some other guy's, but okay, keep going.
Yeah, I have you in a Benz rental for the Preakness, at least. Do not like Mother Nature's yielding turf for this one last time out. So the dry, windy, and sunny temperatures today should bode well to this one. Ran at Breeders' Cup ugly at Laurel, but it was a yielding turf that day. And this one has speed and better odds for me, so I like to Total the Bends. And the other nine horse also all spun up. Obviously, a hard-spun bloodline there, solid dirt win at 5.5. So Loves a fast turf sprint also in his past, and changing from the routes back to the sprints is a good winner for this one. He's not a hard spun router, just an offspring that likes to sprint. So that's a 7 and a 2 and a 9.
7 and a 2. That is not the Lawrence Welk special we've come to know and love from you, but 7, 2, 9. So with total the bent, you're drawing a line through that last race where he was up the track and again similar, and you're saying he just didn't like the going, and we're going to ignore that race, and we're going to. He also had a bad trip there. He ran into the rail, which is always a problem. So you're just saying draw a line through that. Look at the earlier races; those are good enough here.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just toss a race.
Okay. And I do like, you know, your pick on top form in the form and 6-1 morning line. You go back, that horse broke his maiden against maiden specialty company at Gulfstream doing this exact thing by 3 lengths with a 78 buyer. He can run back to that. He's going to be a handful in this spot.
Yeah, 6-1 will put some stuffing in your turkey.
It will, although I will point out for listeners, these are computer-generated morning lines, and quite frankly, they're not very good. So a lot of horses that you think are you're looking at 6-1 on the morning line, you ain't getting 6-1. I don't know about that one, but a lot of these horses are going to go off at different odds than the morning line says, because it is a computer-generated morning line. Anyway, let's skip. Okay, so 7-2-9 in race one. Race three, another 5.5 furlong turf sprint. These are open 15,000 claimers here for a $23,000 purse. And, Bill, take it away on race three here.
Yeah, all three of them races, 1, 3, and 5, had so many horses that want to enter or run on the turf. They had 16 in the early entries for all three races. So these are nice wagerable races if they all go. It reminds me of Colonial Downs days with 14 on the turf, sprinting 5.5. Sprinting 5.5, the tote board just goes crazy. And hopefully it will Monday. Number 11.
That's why you're doing all this turf. You're hearkening back to your Colonial Downs days. Now it all becomes clear.
Usually they're more competitive and they pay better in the long run, turf racing to dirt, because you don't get the big fields on the dirt as much. So Bibbo, number 11 here, unbelievably Steve Asmussen, sending another one to Laurel, a big class dropper here with a questionable 50 days rest, which puts in a question mark as far as, you know, beefing up the bet at on top here. But he should have his past speed at Laurel. I mean, in New York last trip, should be either a hit or a miss here with this one. This one's either going to win the race or he's going to finish out of the money. Bibbo, number 11 there. Not sure of the morning line there. Number eight, Where's Dominic? This one, Julian Pimentel tagging up with Michael Trumbetta. And when that happens, they hit about 18% or more. These guys are a nice combo when they team up here. This one's a 7-year-old with 11 wins in his past, aging horse, 45 races. But he's been on fire back at Laurel with two absolute cheapstake claiming wins in a row coming into this. So stepping up a little bit here. The horse closes well and gets him off the Prescott Isle, fake dirt, and back to real turf down here. No offense to Prescott, but
and he's beating his last two against the same kind of horses as these, so he certainly fits with this group.
Yes, sir. Number 9, Black Jet here, past stakes level horse. This one, you thought this was going to be a very good horse, and he's dropping down again. Just needs a fast, dry turf sprint because he's got a lot of class to get back in the money here. This one's, been above his head, so to speak. So I'm going to bring him back down to finish in the money here at 3-8-9.
11-8-9, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, 11-8-9. Sorry, I was looking at number 2 and got hungry. A horse called Scrapple. Big long shot. This race, so.
Scrapple's like 2 for 67 in his career. Poor old Scrapple. He's struggling away.
Race.
But This is a pretty interesting race, this one we just talked about, race three, because you do have, as you pointed out, Bill, several horses here. You got Where's Dominic, who's kind of at the level he belongs, but the other two horses, you talked about 11 and 9 here, both horses dropping out of better company. The 9 horse, Black Jet, was third in the My Frenchman a little bit earlier in the summer. You know, so you got a couple of class droppers here. You got some horses, some old veterans who are kind of where they belong. So pretty interesting group of horses. This could be an intriguing betting race by the time the gates open.
Yeah, when you have a horse on top that can win the race or finish out of the money, it makes the tote board light up with a non-favorite.
Exactly right. All right, so that's race 3, 11, 8, 9, says Derby Bill Watson. Frank Vespi here. We are talking with Derby Bill Watson. Our Derby Bill podcast of Monday, the 20th of October, is Laurel Park Card on Monday. Gets us to race 5, maiden 16s going, yes, you guessed it, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. What do you say, Bill?
Yeah, the end of the 5.5 sprints here on the turf. More than ready horse here called number two, more than treasure here. They shortening a bit from New York, another New York shipper, loving these turf races at Laurel, getting all the shippers from New York. Solid effort in his money last time out. And the class drop, as I mentioned, to get maybe a maiden win here from the front end here, red hot jockey Lynch up riding here at Laurel. So this one's got to get it from the front, but which is not a more than ready tradition, but I think he's more than ready to capture one for me with some odds. Number 6, Marie Gel, pronunciation, who knows. Lost.
All righty then.
Well, he's not a favorite of folks because he lost cash as a favorite in his last race. So a lot of people
sure
mad
did.
At the horse. Yeah, his trip in Delaware, up in Delaware, ticked him off so much they sent him down I-95 south to Laurel. And he should help shortening 2.5 from that mile and 70th nightmare as a favorite. Number 6, Marie Joel. And number 7.
Also, let me interrupt, has your jockey on, Special K.
Special K, Horacio Caramanis, definitely a turf Argentine monster.
And Arno Delacour trainee, a lot to like about Marie Joelle there. As you say, shortens up to, I feel like, what do you think about this, Bill? I actually feel like the way the 5.5 furlong turf sprint at Laurel is configured, because it's a run to the second wire, so it's a long stretch, I think horses that have gone a route of ground like this one have, I don't know if they have an advantage, but I don't think they're disadvantaged as much as they might be in a more traditional track configuration. You know, that long stretch kind of does put a premium on conditioning a little bit.
Yes, definitely the closingest 5.5 furlongs you'll see, but it's so wide and beautiful now. Laurel upgraded the turf so much that it's pretty fair.
Yeah. But I feel, you know, some tracks, I feel like if a horse has been going a mile, I feel like they're going to be outfooted going 5.5. I kind of feel like here a little bit, it might be okay. I'm not too worried about the fact that this was a horse going a mile and now it's shortening it up.
Anyway. A little tidbit. Nice tidbit there, Mr. Frank.
Tidbits are my specialty. Not picking winners. That's your specialty. Tidbits are my specialty.
Right, we only won $9 last week, so I'm desperate.
You're hungry here. You got to feed yourself. It's Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah, you can't get a foot long for $9.
All right. Who else you got in this race? The 2, the 6?
The 7 here. The Wave, another New York shipper that you'll like. Fits well in this level and also shipping down. He's lost to More Than Treasure, the number 2, 2 times. So I'm not going to put him above More Than Treasure here, my top pick. So I'm going to put him in, you know, finishing behind More Than Treasure like he seems to like to do. So 2, 6, 7.
2, 6, 7 in the 5th race. Derby Bill's top three horses there in the fifth race, a maiden 16s going 5.5 on the turf. The seventh race coming up, let us shift over to the seventh. You can also compose a pick three if so inclined, because we're going to give you picks in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. And seventh, a mile and a 16th on the grass. If, in fact, we remain on the grass, it's one of these hybrid conditions, optional claiming, starter allowance, 25,000 horses that have never won two, 25 down to 20 claimers. So these are not guys that have won too many races. They have never won two. And what's your take on this one, Bill?
I had to go to the BC powder for this one.
What is the BC powder?
It's a headache. Powder that you take, like
okay.
Goodies. I guess it's a southern thing.
I'm a northern boy. Sorry.
Yeah, we take powder because it's quicker. Just like liquor is quicker than beer.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So that put in my head, and indirectly, that I had to put on the 8-track and go back and listen to some Foreigner to get you the top pick in this one. Horse called Head Games. number six here. I've been waiting for a filly with motion like this. How you like that?
Oh, man, you got it today, man. You are bringing it.
Yeah, Grand Motion will have this one ready, and will have his head on better than Derby Bill ever has his head on. One win at Laurel at this distance. Jockey Edgar Prado up. Prado Motion 2-for-2 lately. The last two they've teamed together. They won. I'm gonna go for the proverbial hat trick in 3-for-3 with Grand Motion and Edgar Prado teaming up with the 6, beating the 11 with, you might like this horse, Anissa Giaponte, filly here. Giaponte, the Virginia people know from the Virginia Derby days, and Hamilton Smith, the leading trainer down here and in Maryland. Big class drop here, but in 6-for-12 money finishes. Doesn't win, so I'm gonna put him in second place. Her in second place, and number five, Ben O'Babe here. Last two trips failed as chalk, so there's a lot of people that will toss this horse like they should. But I'm gonna leave him in there. Late fade here, solid third and fourth a couple times back, so it's a good third place bet here, or a superfecta horse if you like. Avoiding the top spots and betting in reverse, like some people I've seen do. It's amazing how people can bet in reverse in horse racing and pick the third horse instead of the first two. Just stunning. 6-11-5. The five's a rabbit. He can only steal it from the front if he pulls the upset there in this race.
If you were playing to pick three here, Bill, would you use all three of those or would you narrow it down?
No, I'm a cheap state, so it's 50 cents. I'd use the 6 and 11. I'd throw out the 5.
Okay, so you'd stick 6 and 11 on top if you're playing a pick 3. 6, 11, 5, order of finish here in the 7th race, says Derby Bill. The 6 and the 11, it's kind of an interesting – this is another interesting race. 6 and the 11 are both class droppers, both dropping out of allowance company. The 6, never been in claiming company before. And then the 5, the other horse you pick, is a horse actually trying to move up in the world a little bit. Had been running for 16, steps up here to run for 20, and this 25 down to 20 never won two. Any thoughts on that sort of class movement, Bill?
It seems like a lot of New York shippers are coming down and dropping class levels. So I don't think the locals are doing it as much, but it's a trend you want to try on these turf races because the pot's pretty good in this race.
The pot is not bad at all. It's not looking at it, but it's not 28. All right. Okay, so 6-11-5 in the 7th. 6-11 to kick off the pick 3. If you're playing the pick 3, Frank Vespi here talking with Derby Bill Watson. Two races still to talk about here on the Monday Laurel Park card. We'll also giving out a late cheapstake double here. The first of those two is an A other than a first level allowance, $42,000, going the one turn mile on the main track, back to the main track here for the last couple of races. And Bill, what are you looking at here in race 8 at Laurel Park?
Yeah, this one will roll with your first two in the last race. If you're doing a pick three, I'm using two horses in that. But in the late double, the Dairy Queen double, if you're heading home and pass a Dairy Queen, I always like to call it that. The feature of the day here. So you got some really good horses here on the dirt. Grecian Prince here. He slammed in the rail last time out and had no chance there. But 12 races out of 19 at Laurel, he's finished in the money. Just a solid producer, an owner's dream to have Grecian Prince produce a check just about every race. So I'm going to use Grecian Prince and Winning Road here. Winning Road may go off as the favorite off a big solid allowance win, but it was 6 months ago. So obviously a sharp workout says the money might still make him the favorite here, Winning Road. So I'm going to use those two in the dirt double. And there's another horse you might want to throw in if you got, you know, a few extra pennies left. Liberty Lane here, trainer Larry Jones, everybody likes him, 28% clip he's winning at, and two wins and three Laurel trips for Liberty Lane. So a horse for the course is number two there. So if you go three deep in your late double.
All right, so 4-6-2 order of finish there, and your preferred horses are 4 and 6. But if you got a couple extra bucks, maybe you hit a double last week, you could throw in the two. Is that how you play that one, Bill?
Well, it's a TBG day, which means for members that are betting through TBG, you get a $10 second and third rebate. So at Laurel, so it should boost the pools. Also, with TVG involved in showing every race. So that's a good reason to look for a third horse. If you finish third, you get your money back.
Beautiful thing there, too. That leads us to the finale, the nightcap. And Laurel does love to do one thing, and they love to put a cheap maiden race with a big field to close out the day. And that's exactly what we have here. Maiden 10s, that's the bottom level at Laurel. Going 6 furlongs on the main track, big field, a lot of ways to go in here. Bill, where are you going here?
Yeah, the IBM computer morning line did us no favors here at 4-5 with Fortunate Queen, New York Monster out of Zayat Stables here, but he's done nothing at the higher levels, so he drops down here in class looking for a paycheck because Zayat needs some money.
He sure does.
You know, they don't have any cash.
No, none at all.
Yeah, four of nine in the cash at New York for this one, but he ships down. He wants a win. And these New York shippers shipping down for a cheapstake race here are not going to boost the odds you need. So 4-5, the computer might be right this time for a change as far as the odds. As far as the race, I also like a Virginia bred here. This one will, I think I put it in there. Yeah, Little Miss JoJo. Little Miss JoJo is the 8 horse. Yeah, the 8 horse with X-Man up. For people who don't know, the X-Man is Xavier Perez. Big favorite with the crowd. A really nice guy. Big upset bid here. Late runner. May stay in touch early in the race at 6 furlongs. I like this horse. Good chance for an upset there for the Virginia bred. And there's a horse that if you're a Laurel and you're a government employee and taking off another Monday, like most government people try to take off, number 9, Nancy R., named after Nancy Reagan, I'm assuming, special case up on this one. 0-12, though, so it's desperate for a check here. But 5 second and third place finishes here and a big closer. And as you mentioned, you know, the long stretch at Laurel allows closing. So yeah, maybe if you like some trickle down money, Nancy R.
Nancy R. Owned by, it was trained by Dorothy Wharton, owned by Wasabi Ventures. Our buddy here on the Racing Biz, Gary Quill, owns a piece of this horse. So Not sure what that means other than Gary Quill owns a piece of this horse. Whether that's good luck or not, anybody's guess. But
I'm still keeping her in the money.
All right, so you're
Quill or not.
It's at least not bad luck. Okay, good. All right, so 6, 8, 9 to close it out here, hoping for a little bit better odds. At 6 horse, interesting sort of factoid on the 6 here, dropping out of maiden 20s where sort of an indifferent fourth all the way down. But interestingly enough, not in here for the full 10,000, in for the cut rate 9,000. This has the look and feel of a fire sale. Everything must go. Fortunate Queen, yours for the low, low price of 9,000 bucks. A horse you're including and probably you need to include in your multi-race wagers, Bill, but I'm sort of feeling like you want to try to beat this one if you can in if you're trying to make a win bet here. What do you think?
Yeah, very vulnerable horse as far as a 4-5 choice, but as you said, they're computer generated, and I think our lines maker up at Laurel, Mr. Would not have this one at 4-5, so very beatable with Little Miss JoJo, even Nancy R. There's several other ones that could beat this horse. As you said, it's the cheap stake final, you know, $18,000 claimer. So, you know, these New York monsters coming down here are definitely can't figure out why they're dropping them down this much unless, like you said, they want to get rid of them.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening here. The Zayats aren't really interested in racing cheap claiming horses if they can avoid it. So, all right, so 6, 8, 9 in the final. So that gives us a late double, the 4-6 with the 6-8. That's for $2, that's $8. The late pick 3, 50 cents. You go 2 by 2 by 2, which is going to be a $4 wager. That'd be 6-11 with 4-6 with 6-8. And any one of those, it helps send you into Thanksgiving on a high note, eh, Bill?
Yes, there's no cranberry in a can allowed this week.
You're going for the full-on real cranberries out of the bag, huh?
That's it. White meat, dark meat. I'm not prejudiced.
When it comes to turkeys, nobody's ever thought you were. All right. So big Thanksgiving Day coming up a little bit later this week. Racing at Laurel on Thanksgiving Day, too. But that's Derby Bill's selections for Monday, the 20th of November here at Laurel Park. Any closing thoughts, Bill?
Just keep that turf dry somehow. If you got to fly a helicopter in or two, you know, from Andrews Air Force Base, do it.
All right. Sounds good to me. This is Frank Vespi. That was Derby Bill, and we are here and you are there. We appreciate your listening today here to the Derby Bill podcast here on theracingbiz.com. We will be back with selections and chit-chat next week as well. A weekly thing here with Derby Bill on theracingbiz.com. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck today at the windows. Have a great week and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.